Pop's World. Pop's World. Hispanic Girl Peloton.
Hispanic Girls.
Hispanic
Girls. It's the Bob's World theme song.
Hispanic Girls.
Now, here's Bob.
Thank you.
Sponsored?
American Leak Detection.
Here's Bob.
All right. I have two names for you guys, and I'm curious if you know who these massive celebrities are. Name number one, Sultan Kolzin. From Turkey.
No.
UFC, maybe?
Name number two, Afshin Gaderzadeh. From Iran.
No.
It's a Rangers prospect.
So these two were on a video we recently watched at the house. I don't know if you guys are pretty excited that now your TVs serve as a vehicle for YouTube. Like
right.
You can just sit out there and you're watching TV. Well, actually, we're watching YouTube. Well, that used to be on your phone or on your laptop. We've implemented into our viewing. So when we get bored and there's nothing on, nothing we care about, sometimes we'll just start wandering around our YouTube channels we really enjoy. Now, the kids, of course, who are in fact teenagers, they go off and watch dudes play video games. It's crazy. You know, now they use YouTube to watch strangers play video games who are very good at
right.
it. I hate to sound like I'm 100 years old, but I don't quite get that. But one thing I do get is I am one of the almost 10 million subscribers to the Guinness World Records YouTube channel.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
So as obsessed as I was as a little kid by the book,
yes,
this is like
this brings
real
it to
time.
Life. Yes, and there are videos that are released as we have confirmed new world records. And
do you have to have video evidence now for it to be official?
There is a lot of vetting in the Guinness World Record game, Dave, and we're not here to just let anyone claim they did anything. However, we are enormously easy on declaring what could be a world record. For instance, I saw a video of a guy the other night that had his head completely filled with shaving cream or dolloped on top and then set some sort of stupid record where he caught like 12 ping pong balls in the shaving cream on his head. And they're like, world record. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you just need to think of something that no one has
done.
Ever thought of
right.
before.
Yes, which is something the Hardline may consider at some point, is we could be the radio show with the world record for, I don't know, catching ping pong balls and shaving cream or something stupid.
Human centipede. Mm.
But some gross. Stand the test
for
of time.
Show.
There's six of us.
Yeah. Some record we're not doing.
I want the front.
We're not doing the human centipede. Let me say without any sort of deliberation, we're not doing that. But Sultan Kolzin has one of the records that we would all say, this is a big one. And we say that
heaviest twins on a motorcycle
because he at
longest
the
fingernails.
Age of 40 is the world's tallest man.
Really?
Yes.
He made it to 40.
Yes. And that is a story in and of itself. And
has he surpassed Robert Ludlow, who was
no.
in my, oh, okay.
No,
that's
no,
still
no.
the world's tallest man.
Robert Ludlow is the Babe Ruth of growing tall. Of in
what
terms
was he, like
of
8'11"
in
or
terms
something?
Of verified humans. So this pretty much knocks out anything before like 1915. But yes, at 8'11", he is
yes!
the tallest verified human in recorded human history. We have no idea about 1-1 in Game of Thrones and if he would have been taller than 8'11". But Robert Wadlow?
Wadlow. I said Ludlow, yeah.
Wadlow, he's the type of guy that will have the wax museums still have
yes.
him as the
in his coat and tie.
Yes, in his very smart coat and tie.
Okay, so this
now,
guy
he died at age 22. Did you know that?
Yeah.
1-1 was 14 feet.
1-1 was 14 feet? Okay. He was west of the north of the wall though.
So the new tallest man in the world, I'm going to say he's 8'4".
Mr. Sultan, who is from Turkey, is 8'2.8". He has been the tallest living human since 2009, and he also has the world's largest hands. Let's meet Sultan Kozin.
Happy 40th birthday to the world's tallest man, Sultan Kozin. He stands at 8'2.82". Ever wondered what it would be like to be the world's tallest man? Let's find out what he got up to on his recent trip to the USA. First on his schedule was a photo shoot at Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Orlando.
Of course.
Sultan uses a mobility scooter between setups to reduce the strain that his huge size puts on his body.
He looks miserable.
He does.
He doesn't look like he's having a good time.
Not only is Sultan the world's tallest person, but he also has the world's largest hands, measuring 11.22 inches from the wrist to the tip of the middle finger.
You know what that means.
Just don't.
During the photo shoot, Sultan posed next to the tallest man who ever lived, Robert Wadlow of Alton, Illinois. When last measured in 1940 at the age of 22, right before his death, Wadlow was 8 feet and 11.1 inches tall.
Yeah, apparently being 8 feet 11 is not great for a long lifespan.
So this cat can't even walk anymore?
No, and he went to an elementary school, and we got this sad report from a teacher who I think was telling, she thought she was giving us some great information, and she bummed us all out.
The kids were really funny this morning because they thought basketball would be his favorite sport, but actually it wasn't. It's football. It was great to meet the tallest man in the world, but I felt so sorry for him that it's so difficult for him to walk. We talked about that, and he said that the tumor that he had in his brain caused him to become so large, but that tumor, thankfully, has been removed.
Corby.
After a quick tour of the library and an introduction to some of the school's pets...
Whoa, pause that.
Yeah.
He's okay. Got Andre the Giant voice?
Yes, I was going to ask about if he's got that voice that all the giants have, which is...
I think you nailed it.
And by the way, was that him dribbling a basketball?
They made him dunk without jumping. So he just...
He didn't hang on the rim over a six-year-old.
No, he did not take off from the free throw.
Did he do the gritty afterwards?
Yeah. No gritty. It was all very...
He doesn't look bad for 8'2".
No, of all the 8'2" people,
not
he
that
looks
bad.
Reasonably.
He's the hottest 8'2" guy.
Like he can't.
Brain tumor.
It's a lot to get out of his scooter.
You could grow to 9 foot tall.
Well, let's move on because
I'm
we're
definitely
not
playing in the NBA.
So Sultan with his 40th birthday, it was a big moment.
He likes chickens.
But we already knew
dogs.
He was the tallest living man.
I'm the snake.
But what about Afshin Gadzerdeza?
Yep. Uh-huh.
From Iran.
Oh, is this his... Is this the other side?
This is the other side,
oh,
Corby.
No.
We had to find out. Because this was new for 2022, because this young man has never left Iran until they got him to Dubai to one of the Guinness, I don't know, hot dogs.
Measuring
one of the,
spots?
Yes,
yeah.
I guess, I don't know, do they go into Iran? I don't know like our big dude, he's been to 125 countries because his way in this world is to make appearances
right.
And to dunk without jumping, and they pay him money, and he just travels all the time in his scooter, which looks like it isn't a ton of fun.
How does he get on a plane?
The little guy here,
they just put him to sleep and put him on one of those cargo jets.
The little Afshin is just left Iran for the first time, and they went to Dubai. They put him in the real tall building.
All right, let me guess his height.
Okay.
1'5".
I'm going to say 2'3".
The old record, if he can beat it, is a man from Peru who's 2'4". So we're trying to beat that. At first, we have to get him a suit for his big day, his big photo shoot.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Afshin.
Hi,
Hi, Abchen.
How are you?
Hi.
So they take him to a real tailor.
Well, today I saw something I think that I will never see again. It's a little bit, but we can fix it. I saw the smallest young man in the world, okay? And in fact, I saw a suit that it needs alteration. Maybe you have to remove half of it, but we are for this challenge. We can do everything. Our young man here, he will have the best suit ever. He's going to the history. I'm going with him.
Okay, so the deal here
does
is...
Does he sound like Vern? Does he have a real high voice?
Yes. Though he wasn't talking a whole lot on this particular video. But he's very smiley, very happy. I believe he's 21 or 22 years old, mm-hmm. born in 2002. And he's making a run at being the world's shortest man. And so they had the little suits they might put like a two-year-old in.
Like in a little capuchin monkey?
Well, no, humans.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
But the little baby suits that little toddlers wear.
A little accordion?
Yeah.
It needed to be tailored because he's smaller than them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How big were the tallest dude's hands?
Is this the guy? Is that him?
Is that Afshin?
Yeah, I don't know. I my computer's down, so.
I just tweeted Let's a picture see. Of him out there.
Okay.
And yes, he is.
So here's the moment of truth.
Oh, doesn't they meet look each that other? Bad either.
Huh?
Do they meet each other?
They did not meet each other.
Midget.
One was Hang in Orlando on, sir, and one Jerry. Was in Dubai, but here we go.
Big question is this a new Guinness World Records title? The minimum number that needs to be achieved is 72.10 centimeters.
That's a kid in Peru.
Today, I can reveal that you have measured a total of 65.14 centimeters.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Afshin.
He's not bad looking either.
Afshin is 2'1".
He's a dapper little man.
He
is.
Look at that. Oh, you already know what he looks like.
Let me see. Yeah, that's him in his sweet suit.
Yeah.
He's 2'1". And so he was a full 2.5 inches shorter than the previous shortest living man. He did not make a run at the all-time record, much like the all-time tallest man. The all-time shortest man is from Nepal, and he was 1'9.5". So somehow that record seems safe because Afshin is a full 4 inches taller than that guy. But Damn. That guy died in 2015.
Corby, maybe that tumor will make you 1'9".
I go the other direction.
Yeah.
And the dude from Nepal who was 1'9".
NBA chances.
Hey, little buddy.
He died at 76 years old.
Okay. So it's better to be small than tall.
Was that Pedro's buddy?
I don't think it was Pedro's
Nelson De La
buddy.
Rosa?
No, I don't.
When did they measure him? Was he like Benjamin Button? Where he got smaller as he got
no.
older?
I don't know.
Did he fight any wars?
But that was confirmed by the Guinness World Record. So if you're asked... tallest living man right now, shortest living man right now. The answers are 8'2.8" and 2'1". Those are the sizes to beat. If you fall in the middle, you're just a normie.
And together, they're
mid.
Over 10 feet.
Yeah,
totes mid.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Bob's World.
Awesome.
A little check of the records.